time to have a corridor with New Zealand artist Seth Frightening about their latest record. Oh my goodness, where is my details here? Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness gracious. Fall asleep in the onion weeds. There we go. How are we doing, Seth?
All good, all good. It's a long one.
Oh my goodness.
I did it on purpose. Just to mess with people, to be honest.
Yes, fall asleep in the onion weeds. I really like the imagery of that. I think it's quite contrasting to most of the material and sort of vibes on the record. Because it's kind of a cheerful vibe. I think most of the record is pretty, like you say in the press release, it's not for the faint of heart.
Indeed, yeah. Well, to be honest, I spend a lot of my spare time walking through cemeteries, and onion weeds and garlic weeds, they grow around those types of places.
So true.
It's kind of a bit of the smells of my hobbies, and I guess obviously the content matter is quite deathly.
Mm-hmm. Very. You got any strong thoughts on onion weeds?
Just delicious smelling, I guess. Mm-hmm. Not a super strong thoughts. I had a thought before that I talk about layers in the record, and it's kind of reminded me a bit of Shrek.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, whoops. But I guess that's my generation, you know?
Yeah. Onion weeds have layers. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean... my goodness, I've like done a bit of weeding over the past few months, and onion weeds are super annoying to pull out, so I'm not a fan of onion weeds at all. They are.
I think you can dress your food with the little flowers that grow off them. I'm pretty sure I've eaten them before.
That's true.
I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
I've definitely dressed porridge with them before, but anyway, it's been 9 years between this new album, Fall Asleep in the Onion Weeds, and your last record, which was 2015's But We Love Our Brothers and Sisters. When did you start recording and writing the material here? Was it quite a spotty process?
Yeah, I started pretty much straight away, and then just, over the course of the past 9 years, I just kind of pieced it together. I moved countries. I moved to Berlin, and then I ended up here in the UK. So yeah, it was just, I'm kind of like an opportunistic recorder when it comes to the recording process. So like, I don't know, I'll get a sublet and I'll have a piano in it. So there's the piano in the record. Like, I'll have some housemates that have like a synth or whatever, or some keyboards, and I use that, or a bass guitar, and they're like, woohoo, I can put bass in this. So yeah, when you're moving around and you're not quite 100% settled, it took a bit more time. And yeah, and then there was a period where I was like, I'm done with music, it's not for me. And then I realized quite quickly that actually it is for me, and then I stressed a bit more about the record, which added a few more years to it, I think.
Oh no. that's a really smart way of approaching kind of a feeling that a lot of people could think of as overwhelming and kind of being lost, but that's a really creative approach to that lifestyle, that situation. I noticed there was a few really heavy political tracks on your new record, i.e. There's Honey on the Windowsill, which has lines about festering colonial stillbirths. Is this track about international relations, because there's lines about predators around every corner and your friends are even out to attack you? And I did politics in university, and like, so many countries that say they're allies do a lot of things that aren't very nice to each other still. So I was wondering if that song is about international relations at all.
Yeah, a little bit. I think it was more when I started it about like colonial harm and the leftovers from that kind of beginning of certain societies, especially related to New Zealand. There's a lot of hangovers from what happened when it was settled, so I think it stemmed from that, and then it interweaved a bit with how people can treat each other when they live under capitalism, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely, I like to think that a lot of my lyrics can transcend certain, like, it doesn't have one meaning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I often find, I don't know if I'm just good or just lucky, but I find that once I've written something, sometimes it ends up meaning something that I totally didn't intend, and it works out perfectly, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. The album, I think, evokes a lot of dark imagery. There's, you know, imagery of rotting food, people suffering, broken homes and broken systems. When did you realise that you could translate this kind of morbid attention to detail into really effective and provocative, kind of jarring music?
I think when I started making music, I kind of wanted to make music like Neil Young. But I don't think I was like good enough musically. And then I think the way my brain works, I'm kind of, I'm a pretty positive person on the outside, but on the inside, I think I can be kind of, can pick up on the dark side a bit more. So I can write a pretty good melody, I think, too. So I think it kind of was a natural thing that came easy to me. But at the same time, I don't think I could be writing like a pop number one anytime soon. Just naturally not where I go, even though sometimes every 4 days I want to, when I look at the bills that come in, you know.
We're not going to see you as a ghostwriter on the new Camila Cabello record.
Who knows? Yeah.
Might be hiding a trick up your sleeve. Speaking about that kind of, you know, going into your inner dark place, I think clearly the album speaks to that you probably have been in a pretty dark place. How did you put yourself together again after being there and then coming out with this record?
When it comes to depression and anxiety and addictions and stuff like that, which I touch on the record, you do need a pretty good support network. So I'm lucky enough to have one of those. But yeah, definitely takes a bit of work on yourself and mindfulness. A buzzword, but yeah, definitely.
I agree. It's definitely a buzzword, but there's also definitely like truth to just like taking it a bit slower sometimes, you know.
Yeah. Find what works for you, I think, as well.
Yes.
Growing up,
for sure.
If you can make it, you tend to find out what is going to help you out and what holes not to jump into, you know.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Lastly, while I have you here this morning, what like cheerful album would you recommend to pair with this one, you know, an upper and a downer, because it's like kind of like Barbie and Oppenheimer, you know, one's like really what would you recommend?
Yes, just testing my taste in music here. A happy record, to be honest, I find I guess Neil Young, Heart of Gold, is a pretty happy record. If you listen to this, have put on some Neil Young if you're feeling down, too down afterwards, and they'll bring you up a bit. I feel like anything with a guitar solo in it that goes longer than 2 minutes might help you out. I like Stars of the Lid, an ambient group that is just peaceful. I think a lot of the music songs on my record are not too peaceful, a bit busy, and touch on dark things. So yeah, maybe listen to some ambient music after you listen to this record, because you might need to clear your head.
There's a really good I go to the sauna sometimes and play ambient music in the sauna, and there's a really good like sauna ambient music playlist on Spotify, so if you can find that and play that after listening to Fall Asleep in the Onion Weeds, I think that's a good idea.
Love it, yeah, definitely. And have a sauna.
Yes, exactly. Sweat the pain away.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming on the program today, Seth. It was lovely chatting to you.
Thanks for having me, Seth. No worries.
Of course. That was Seth Frightening talking about their latest record, Fall Asleep in the Onion Weeds, which you can find on Bandcamp, of all places. It's currently 8:42 here on the Radio 1 Late Breakfast program. We're going to get into the Rad Times gig guide very shortly, but first, here is Setting Sun by Seth Frightening. Just a reminder, if you'd like to be in the draw to win Shapeshifters real time on vinyl, all you got to do is text into 0212 Radio 1. Let me know what real time is to you, and you'll be in the draw to win. All right, take care. Here is Seth Frightening with Setting Sun. You're listening to Radio 1, Te Reo, Irirangi Kotahi. Speak to you very shortly.
It's not. not yours, still it's where you've made your time. Understood.
That was a Radio 191 event podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.